Welcome to the Q&A call. I'm Lisa Minini with Accelerate Associates. I want to welcome all the Success Circle Elite and Select members. And today's Q&A call, first of all, is the Q&A call happens every fourth Tuesday of the month. So if you're brand new, mark your calendars for the fourth Tuesday of every month at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And what the Q&A call is all about is it's a group call where you submit your questions to info@accelerateassociates.com, and we ask that you do come on the call live to ask your question. But if you can't get there, we know you're building your business, and sometimes it's not always possible to come on the call. But when you do, you'll ask your question. If you can't come on the call live, then we will also submit your question, and I'll do my best to answer your question. And then you can tap into the recording at a later date on the Success Circle membership. So that's what the Q&A calls are all about. I also want to mention that the high content calls, the business accelerator calls as we refer to them as, happen every second Tuesday of each month, also at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time. A great feature to use on your calendars if you have a recurring calendar feature that puts a standing appointment. Do that on every Tuesday at 4:30 p.m. Eastern, at second Tuesday, and every fourth Tuesday at 4:30 p.m. Eastern for your Q&A calls. That way, you'll be sure to tap in, and you won't miss any of the valuable information that we share on these calls. So, just a heads up about some upcoming events, because I like to cover any upcoming events, so you can mark your calendars now for Wednesday, November 16th. Wednesday, November 16th at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. 6 p.m. Eastern Time, I'm going to be doing a live teleseminar called How to Go from Startup to Success Story. And why you want to be on that call is I'm going to show you how to make big money doing what you love in alignment with who you are. And a lot of entrepreneurs try to set up business models that are completely contrary to how they're naturally hardwired, and they wonder why they can't execute them. So I'm going to talk more about that on the call. You're also going to discover some underlying secrets to sealing the deal 98% of the time without being salesy. And again, this is what happens to a lot of entrepreneurs is they try to really sell their services, and they go into sales mode and try to be really pushy, which is really an outdated model. So I'm going to show you some of the secrets to sealing the deal and what things you need to pay attention to so you can walk away with confidence knowing that people are going to be attracted to what you have. You're not going to repel them because you're going into sales mode. And also I'm going to show you how to effectively get your ideas across so you're really a winner in your business. Specifically, I'm going to cover two main filters that will help you go from startup to success story, and really how these filters also stop a lot of people from being truly successful. You're also going to learn about your own secret sauce and your own natural hardwiring and what you personally need to stay motivated while you grow your business. Additionally, I'll share with you the very simple tips that will help you to start learning how to seal the deal 98% of the time, which I show all of my clients how to do, especially in the Entrepreneurial Edge system. You learn all about that, and how you could really even take it further and become a master at sealing the deal and know how to deliver your message that sells one-to-one. So if you're working with people one-on-one and you want to sell more, you'll want to be on this call. And feel free to tell your friends, too. Let me give you the sign-up URL, which is http://www, you don't need that, it's just tiny, T-I-N-Y, URL, the letters URL.com/BGT Startup, and that stands for Business Growth Teleseminar Startup, so Business Growth BGT Startup, so tinyurl.com/BGT Startup. And feel free to also share that with your friends that may be starting a business or may be in business and really struggling to bring in clients. So that's going to happen again on Wednesday, November 16th at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. So let's get to some of the questions that I have gotten that people emailed me. And I've gotten a lot of questions about speaking and people that speak and use that as part of their marketing mix as a way of getting clients. So I've got a couple questions about that. I've got a really interesting thing that I received in the mail today, in the hard mail, not email. But I just thought that I would share, too, with you a learning. This is really a learning opportunity because when I saw it, I thought, you know, this is good. They're maximizing certain things. But it was missing one main element, one major element that I talk about in the Entrepreneurial Edge system that I want you to be aware of if you're also going to do some mailing campaigns to attract your ideal clients. Because, you know, this is the holiday season. We're going into the holiday season. A lot of people want to send different things out because as a way of attracting a business. And what I want to share with you is kind of what this person could have done differently to even really maximize that mailing that she did. So I'll share that with you at the end of the call. So that'll be very interesting. But the first question that I got was, one person emailed said, why would you want speaking as part of your marketing mix? Why would you want to speak as part of your marketing mix? You know, that's a really good question that, you know, first of all, not everyone is either equipped or adept at speaking. You may not have the skill yet, so you may be wondering, you know, why would I speak? First and foremost, people use speaking as a way of educating their ideal clients in what they do and as a way of attracting different prospects into your business. First of all, it needs to be, you need to decide whether or not you want that part of your marketing mix. What is a marketing mix? A marketing mix is all of those areas or ways that you market your business. Now, if you've gone through the Entrepreneurial Edge system, then you know where your marketing mix fits into your blueprint, and that was part of step number 3, which is executing your business blueprint. If you haven't gotten that far, it's okay, you will. But the marketing mix is a really critical component because it identifies all those different ways that you're going to market your business. Speaking is one of them. Now, some people speak as their core business, in which case that may not be part of their marketing mix. It is what they do, is they speak as part of their, you know, they speak, and that's their entire business, speaking, training, and that's the services that they provide. Speaking as part of your marketing mix as a way to market your business is involves a strategy, and it's primarily for the use of getting prospects into your business, into educating educating people on your services. And the question then comes in, how do I get speaking gigs? Okay, great. If I want to use speaking, how do I get speaking gigs? First of all, it's really important to not make one of the major mistakes that I made when I got started into business. And one of those mistakes were that I was casting a wide net, trying to be everything to everyone. And remember, you've heard me say this before, you'll be nothing to no one. And what I ended up doing was tailoring my speaking engagements to what I thought people would want, rather than identifying what are the core services and products that I was going to offer and what does my market want, and develop 2 or 3 keynote speaking already prepared. Because when you have a talk that is already prepared and you can, and you know your exact messages. What's nice about that is then you can contact those organizations where your ideal clients hang out, or preferred clients, as you heard me say, your preferred clients hang out, and then say, hey, I've got these particular topics. So one of my topics that I've developed, speaking engagements, is, well, of course, how to go from startup to success story. That's one of my speaking engagements. The other is how to seal the deal 98% of the time. You notice those titles have sort of a hook to them. You know, they engage a person and look, you know, they look at the outcome or the transformation that someone's going to make by hearing your talk. So one of the first things you do want to do before you even say how you get speaking gigs is to make sure that you have a platform from which you're talking from. And what I mean by that is you already have speaking engagements that people will be attracted to, organizations that have clients, have your prospects, where your prospects hang out, will be, and they will be attracted to your speaking topics. Because there's organizations out there that are looking for speakers. It's your job to make sure that you're prepared also to speak, and that involves creating your signature talk. Part of your signature talk, and I'm not really going to go into a lot of detail with this because we go through this pretty extensively, not only in the Entrepreneurial Edge system, but it's a process in developing your own speaking topic, and also to connect with the audience. So there's a lot of layers that are involved in creating a signature talk, and a signature talk that really sells and really engages the audience. But first and foremost, you want to make sure that it's you're giving information, you are giving content that is valuable, and you're not standing up there just selling the whole time. And let me give you some examples. So, for example, in my Seal the Deal 98% of the time, I give a lot of content. And in that content, I'll say, you know, I'll talk a lot about people's natural hardwiring. And what I normally do is I have an activity that people can spot just by that activity where what is their natural hardwiring. And we do this through a series of interactive exercises. And then I take them through the four, you know, the four main areas that they need to have in their business. One is systems, and I talk about the systems, how you need to stay in touch with your clients, why it's important to know how you're going to, you know, your sales funnel, what that means, and once they do engage with you, how do you stay in touch with them, and that whole process. So throughout the entire hour to an hour and a half that I'm speaking, all the while, they are learning great content that they can use immediately. So make sure, too, that even before you book your speaking gigs, that you have a talk that educates people, that they walk away with a great solution to a problem, and that you've educated them, and they have some takeaways. All right. You do want to leave a little bit of mystery, though, and there's ways to do that, but so they do sign up with you and work with you. But again, you want to make sure that you have a great title that's going to capture event planners' interests or organizations' interests. You want to make sure you advertise that title on your website. Maybe you have a media kit that you should have, and also when you call organizations where your prospects hang out, you want to make sure that you have that all prepared before you even call to ask to see if they need speakers and what kind of speakers they need. You also may want to get your feet wet simply by doing maybe smaller groups. You do want to practice and practice and practice your speech over and over so that you are prepared when you do go and you speak. But again, that comes with time. You may want to start off with smaller audiences and then work your way until you're more accomplished at speaking, if you're just starting out in speaking. Now, there's people that have been trainers that have done public speaking before, so you might be a little bit more advanced. But if this is your first time and you're looking to use speaking as part of your marketing mix, you might want to start off small, get your feet wet, and then, you know, get practiced and really move on from there. But one of the other things to also remember is you don't want to have a hit or miss. When you do identify or do get your speaking started, you want to make sure that the organizations that you're contacting are organizations where your clients hang out. All right, this is a big mistake that people do. Again, they cast a wide net for their speaking and wonder why they're not getting any prospects. Well, you're not getting any prospects because maybe that's not where your clients hang out. I know a lot of my coaching clients, my clients that are coaches, they will speak in front of other professional coaching organizations. Now, unless they're working with coaches, that may not be an ideal place for them to speak. They want clients, so they need to make sure they get the exposure in front of their ideal client. In the organizations who have the ideal clients. So be strategic when you are looking to speak in front of other people. Other ways to get speaking engagements is not only to call in organizations where your preferred clients hang out, but also have, I mentioned, an online media kit so people can refer to it, and ask your referrals. But be specific when you're asking your referrals for these speaking engagements. Who do you want to be in front of? Specifically, what organizations are you trying to make contacts with? So let's say you're trying to speak in front of business coaches are your ideal clients. Well, then you want to contact the professional coaches association of, and then whatever your state is. Many states have professional coaching associations. Let's say you want to be in front of financial planners, then you're going to go in front of financial planners associations. Chiropractors, you know, you want to go into the, you know, National Chiropractic Association. There are just a simple Google search will yield different associations that you can call on to ask, either to call on directly or to tap into your referral resources and ask them if they know anybody in those organizations that they can connect you with. So I hope I've answered your question about how to get speaking gigs and some things to remember before you implement speaking as part of your marketing mix. Another question came in. And I need a little bit of water here. Hang on 1 minute. Another question came in with I'm trying to get more clients by calling, but so many people are not home at the time that I called. Okay. Great question. Well, when you're using cold calling, there's a lot of effort that goes into cold calling. And cold calling, along with many, depending on if you have a really great list, but direct mail pieces can also be a shotgun approach, meaning you really don't know if the person that you're calling would be remotely interested. I mean, think about how many times you've personally got a call, say at dinner time, from a telemarketer. Do they want to talk to you, right? And it doesn't yield, I think it's less than 1% in some cases, that you're actually going to get somebody who wants to engage in your services. Not only that, you are in pursuit mode rather than pulling in mode, rather than attracting mode. And And so then you end up going into sales mode. That's not a great position to be in. What you want to do is be able to reverse the selling process so that people choose you instead of you chasing them. So this actually gets me to the postcard that I received in the mail, completely unsolicited. Obviously, this person took any businesses that were in, I'm assuming, my area. And when I got this on the front, along with the stamp is, let us handle the party planning, big party, quiet party, or hope the boss ain't watching party. Book your holiday event today, and we'll do the rest. So that's on the front with their address label and their telephone number, and then my address label. You flip it over, and it's got their website at the very, very bottom. That's kind of impaired by some of the ink that you get on a postcard. And on the flip side, it has a guy in a really bad-looking Christmas sweater that says, "Serving up holiday cheer. Tis the season to party. Let us handle the planning." And then it says, "Khaki holiday sweater optional." And it's got two different advertisers on the bottom who obviously sponsored this for this party planner. Now, in concept, this is great. They got the word out there about their party planning business. I've got an address. They gave me their phone number. Their website is on it. It's at the very bottom. It's kind of small, but for the most part, the timing was good. We're in October, and they are already thinking, getting me to think about any party planning I might have as a business for the holidays. Okay? But here's what they missed. The only action that I would take on this, first of all, I don't know this person. Okay? So it's a complete stranger to me. And again, the best sources are when people can refer you and when you've created the relationship with someone, right? And so number one, I don't know this person. Number two, I know other party planners, okay? And number three, there's no call to action. The only call to action, the only reason that I would call this person is if I didn't know any other party planner and if I had a party I was planning, right? Otherwise, this either might go on my desk, might get lost in the piles of paper. Maybe I would hang on to it for a couple of months, all right? Instead, what would have made it much more effective is if they funneled people through their lead generation system. Now, you wonder, well, why wouldn't I funnel them through my corporate website? Well, let's look at your corporate website. It has a lot of different links on it, a lot of places people can go. But what if this person said, "And come to, set up your party planning now.com." I don't know if that's a website or not, but let's say it was successfulplanningparty.com, and download your free booklet on how the top 10, 20, 25 ways to host your own successful party. Now, you might think that's counterintuitive because why would a party planner have something like that? Because it gets you started thinking about everything that's involved in party planning. What it also does is gets you to their lead generation system, which has only one action, not their corporate site, but a lead generation system that has only one action, and your action is to go on there and download that booklet. Now, there's only one action. Either you put your name and email in there to download, because they're going to ask you for that before you can download the ebook. What it does for the party planner is it gets her my qualified lead. I then become a qualified prospect that she can communicate with on a regular basis so that she is top of mind. That would have been much more effective, and I would have gotten some great valuable information, and she would have gotten my contact information and then now qualified that as a potential prospect. Because the reality is, maybe 4% of the people will do business with you the very first time they hear about you. What that would have done is allowed her to maximize her mailing that she did, her, you know, shotgun approach, but now she's drawing in people into her lead generation that she can consistently add value to, and maybe she gives me a tip a week on party planning or her success stories on party planning and really hone in on her target market. Now, I don't know if she just targeted, you know, small businesses with so many employees or if she did this geographically. I'm not sure. But that would have been much more effective if she would have had a call to action. Because right now, the only call to action on this postcard is to do business with her. Call her up to plan her party. She could also use her lead generation to further pre-qualify me as her ideal client. So let's say she sent this and she could only get a mailing out to people in a geographic area. And so maybe she did cast a little bit of a wide net by saying, I want all of the businesses in this geographic area. I don't care who they are. But on her lead generation, she said, I ideally want to work with people who are between, you know, 10 employees and 100 employees or whatever that magic number is. Now, on her lead generation system that she would have told me to go to on her postcard, I would have gone to her business, her lead generation page and said, oh, are you a business who has between 10 and 100 employees or whatever and are looking to plan a party this year? Download your free blah, 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 and you'll get that. Well, then that pre-qualifies me even further. Okay, now when people sign up, she's got this pre-qualified database that she's collecting. And then in the future, she can do much more exacting work and even upsell, even monetize her whole process. Yeah, because not only did I get something for free, but maybe once I get something for free on the download page, she then also says, and oh, wait a minute, by the way, you know, for $25, for $45, or whatever that magic number is, you can also get this. And then she starts to educate you on party planning, or maybe it's a series of videos that you can tap into, or, you know, there's maybe it's a CV that she's prepared that you can purchase. Now, when you purchase it, you now have to put your name and your credit card information, your address. Now, she's just converted you not only to a client, a paying client, but she's also created a revenue stream for herself, and she's got your address. So now she can send you, again, more targeted mailings to the people that are part of her mailing list. So when you when you're adopting different types of strategies for your business, they really should be funneling into your lead generation. And if you don't have a lead generation system, we show you how to do that step by step in the template in the Entrepreneurial Edge System BizBoost Self-Study Program or the live event, which is happening in April 26th to 28th of next year. Not too late. In fact, not too late to sign up, or not too early to sign up, I should say. I'm also going to be talking about that event at the very end of the teleseminar on the November 16th, so you can hear more about it if you're not yet signed up for that. So just think about ways that you're marketing, and a lot of people want to include cold calling, but remember, cold calling is really pursuing the person. It's really that shotgun approach, and creates a lot of, you have to have a lot of energy to do that consistently. And given the amount of energy, wouldn't you just want to work smarter than harder? I know I did. And when I implemented my lead generation system, I had 25 new leads in a matter of a week and 71 new clients in just 4 months. So I, you know, it's something that is continuous, and you build it off of some keyword searches too. So you can get organic traffic just from the internet, from people doing searches and landing on your lead generation page. So again, things are changing in the marketplace, radically changing in the marketplace. And so I really want you to think, if you're building your marketing mix, what you're doing to build your marketing mix. Because some of what you might be doing is wasting a whole lot of energy when you don't really need to. So if you're doing a lot of cold calling, I would highly recommend that you look to lead generation instead, because after all, think about your own, your own, when you have a question about something, where do you go? Well, most people go to the internet, right? And when they go to the internet, what are they typing in? Well, they're typing in either the solution to their problem, or they're typing in, let's say you needed a chiropractor. Your back hurt, okay, back pain. What are you gonna put into an internet search? Well, maybe you put in a chiropractor. Maybe you don't even know about chiropractic yet, and you put in, relieving back pain. And then you might hit on a couple things and revise your search. Or you might put in chiropractor and then your geographic area where you live. Well, your clients, they're doing the same thing. Your challenge is to find out what they're putting in those search engines using those keywords. And so when other people are putting those keywords in, they find you. That is much more productive energy than cold calling and hoping that somebody talks to you and doesn't hang up in your ear. So, lot more effective approaches. And even if you do things like direct mail, and let's say you're getting a very targeted list, even though you do get that, how can you pre-qualify them further? So when they read your postcard, if they read your postcard, you have, hey, get a free X, and you can then you have them take some action, so you get even a more pre-qualified list. You're pre-qualifying them through the entire process. So think about, I often share with my clients to really think about the process, the next step, the next step, the next step, the next step. So once you do that mailing, what's the next step you want them to take? What's the next step? Yeah, you want them to call you, but unless they have an immediate urge, need, they're not going to necessarily call you. So how do you capture their information? The qualified lead, your ideal client. Always be thinking about this in a system, in a flow. Say, what's the next step? Okay, then what is the action I want them to take, and what's the better action, and how can I get their information so I can continuously educate them? How do I stay in touch with them? How can I add value? So each step of the way that you're nurturing that relationship. Remember, only about 4% of the people that hear about you the very first time will do business with you. It's up to you to cultivate that relationship for the other 96%. And sometimes that takes a while. So you have to have stay in touch systems, and ways to nurture and cultivate that relationship. Makes sense, huh? All right. Also, if you choose to cold call your ideal clients, but and just to answer the question, but they're not at home at the time that you call, there's a couple things that you also could do to increase your response rates. Number one, you know, some people, the jury's out on this, but some people say leave a message, other people say don't. If you leave a message, make it compelling enough, being truthful, but being compelling enough for them to want to return your phone call. The other piece of that is you could direct them to your lead generation system so they can check you out and decide whether or not they want to pursue what you have to offer. Again, you can leave that up to them. Number two, get them when they're home. So if your ideal clients are working professionals, when are your working professionals home? You know, that may be, you know, early in the morning or in the evening or at lunchtime. Or if you have their work numbers, the best times to reach people are really off hours, are not between 9 and 5, but when people come early into the office, and so between 6 and 9 or 6 and 8, or, you know, sometimes they eat at their desk, so they are there during the lunch hour, or they work late, so after 5, you know, between 5 and 7. These are, again, it all depends on who your ideal clients are and when they're going to be on that phone. But again, remember too, you also have caller ID. So you may be trying to call and call and call, and they're screening you out simply by caller ID, and they won't answer the phone, and you may need to leave a message. Again, that's why cold calling often requires so much energy and so little return on that energy when you think about it. So why be the pursuer when you can reverse the sales process and have them pursue you, which is much more attractive, a much more attractive scenario to have. Okay. The next question we have is, I find myself spinning too many plates and having task interference. What are some strategies I can use? This is a great question, because as you go through, first of all, I would ask if you have your Entrepreneurial Edge system completed. Oftentimes, people feel that they have too many plates and are working on too many things because they haven't yet gotten to the business blueprint. The business blueprint is by far one of the most useful tools in terms of moving your business ahead, and here's why. There's a lot of different components in the business blueprint, and one of those is really understanding your goals, your objectives, your action planning. And while it takes a little bit of effort and energy and time to complete this, once you do, you'll realize, gee, how did I ever work with this without it? It's that compelling and that powerful when you have your blueprint to know exactly the next steps you're taking and how you're going to get from where you are today to where you want to be. It also helps you to prioritize, because I often say you don't want any more than three to five major goals. Now, people generally don't understand the difference between goals and objectives. Goals are going to be more broad. Objectives are going to be more narrow and defined. So if a financial goal, for example, is to double your income, there are going to be a number of objectives where you're going to list to get you to double your income. One of those objectives might be to implement a lead generation system. Well, to implement a lead generation system, you're going to have a variety of action steps to take. And you're going to spell those out and the dates in which you need to get those completed. So when you have your business blueprint, it's going to be a lot more helpful to get what you need completed and to be very sure about what next steps you need to take. So I highly recommend that you complete that and have that business blueprint finished, because you're not going to feel that you have a lot of plates in the air. You're going to be very directed. You're going to know exactly and precisely the next steps that you need to take. The other part of the blueprint that you also have will be your marketing mix, and so that's part of your blueprint. Your marketing mix are all those ways that you're going to market your business. So again, you're not going to have you're not going to be so scattered. The other thing it does is help you understand where your resources, what resources you need, because once you identify what your plan is, your business blueprint is, you're going to immediately identify, gee, how am I going to get this all done, number one, and number two, where the resources that you need to be able to accomplish that. Okay, so that's going to be really key for you to understand the what resources you do or don't have, and how you can close that gap up. Okay, so I hope that was helpful to you. And let's see here. We also had what is a marketing mix. I think I answered that earlier. Again, your marketing mix is the different ways in which you market your business. Also, it's important to understand how to shape your marketing mix so that what I mean by that, or systematize your marketing mix so that you are doing things consistently. When people first get started, or even as they have their business, what I notice that they don't systematize their marketing mix. They're not regular in their messaging. They're not staying in touch on a regular basis. Well, when you don't do those things on a regular basis, on a consistent basis, you're not top of mind. But once you create that consistency, consistency creates trust over time. Consistency creates trust over time. So remember that if you're going to identify all those different ways that you do market, that you look at the consistency element. How consistent are you being in your marketing? Is it regular? Are you keeping top of mind with your clients? If you do have a list, how often are you doing that? Because you're creating also an expectation. And you know, what's going to happen is over time people are going to expect to receive a message from you. And when they don't, or it's scattered, or it's inconsistent, then you're not showing that you're somebody that they can trust and do business with. But consistency over time creates that trust. They'll begin to see that you are dependable and you are a person that they want to do business with. All right, let me see some of the other questions that we have here. I think I mentioned about the cold calling, the direct mail. We got that direct mail piece. Let's see. And I think that about covers all of the questions that I had for today. I do also want to remind you that for those of you who did come on the call later, I just want to remind you of some upcoming events. Remember that the next high content call is scheduled for November, the second Tuesday of the month, which is November 8th. That, again, for the Elite Success Circle members, is also the date of the laser coaching call. So if you haven't scheduled your laser coaching call, please do that, and we will try to fit you in. We've already got a full schedule for that. And we might have to schedule you on an alternative date. But November 8th is the next high content call with the laser coaching call, so mark that on your schedules. And also on Wednesday, November 16th at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, November 16th, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, how to go from startup to success story. And that's at tinyurl.com/BGT startup. Again, I'll repeat that, tinyurl.com/BGT startup. And that stands for Business Growth Teleseminar Startup, BGT. And that will be, again, at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. That's an hour teleseminar call as well. And every month we have a business growth teleseminar, so stay tuned, and you should all be registered for the Accelerator E-Zine. If you're not, you can go to accelerateassociates.com. That's EXCELLERATEassociates.com. And let me see what else we've got here. I think that sums it up. So I want to thank you so much for coming on today's Q&A call and submitting your questions. And remember that if at any time you do have a question, you to submit it to info@accelerateassociates.com. That's EXCELLERATEassociates.com. And we'll do our best with getting you on the call live if you can. Or we'll do our best to answer that call in your absence. But again, it's a lot better if you can come on the call live, if you can, and that way we can ask you additional questions that you might have about that subject matter. So thank you so much for coming on today's call, and until next time, create a great life. Bye now.